Each day seems like a battle to survive, a war between good and evil. I fight for my life. I fight to be free, free from the pain. Sometimes you have to face the past to change the future. You cannot run from what you must face it, and you must embrace it. This will be your biggest validation.
My name's Michelle. I'm a survivor. I'm thriving and I'm amazing. When I was, I had an uncle who molested me. I don't remember a whole lot about that time in my life, but I have these pictures burned into my head. Pictures from the bathtub. Pictures from when I slept over at his house. Our house. Pictures that shouldn't be there.
Motherfucking kamikaze.
More education and its relationship to sacrifice. The question of sacrifice and self-sacrifice is a very interesting one. As I view the nature of man, it seems to me that many times human beings have been engaged in actions which demand the sacrifice of other people.
Senseless murder. The sheriff drove out to the Goon farm, finding the shed unlocked. Hanging from the rafters, upside down, was the headless body of Beatrice Warden, slit open like a butchered animal. Dean quietly went into custody, and the full horror of his house came to light. Investigators prowled through the rooms of the filthy Dean home. On the stove was a fresh human heart in a pot, ready to be cooked and eaten. The tops of skulls were hollowed out, used for drinking bowls like the ancient Vikings. Human organs were kept in the icebox. Furniture had been reupholstered with human skin. In a box were Ed Dean's collection of female sex organs cut from the corpses he had dug up. There were 9 face masks peeled from the heads of the dead. One was identified as Mary Hogan. Vests and leggings sewn together from the skin of cadavers. As near as anyone could reckon, there were a total of 15 bodies. In custody, Ed Dean quietly admitted to his ghoulish habits. He only vaguely remembered killing Beatrice Warden, Mary Hogan, and indignantly resented the implication that he had stolen Warden's cash register.
What about your own music? I remember reading that you at one time had a recording stint at a studio in Hollywood. Did you like guitar and music or sang music? Yeah. Do you still do that?
Yeah, I do that. But the way I do it ain't the same way you guys do it. And the way I do it scares you guys.
Show me, let's do it. freaky bitches. This goes out to all my bitches who represent me. All the freaky bitches. Fuck my day, fuck them all night. We don't love these hoes.
What are we doing here?
Let's go.
Embrace their greatness. Thank you. man, where my hit be at? With Artemis, brother started it, running the game. James West, same with West. Remember the name. Now who you gonna call?
Not the
now who you gonna call?
G-W-A-G.
If you ever rip with people, one of us, break it out before you get bump rushed.
Real, real, out coastal, out party.
Yeah.
hustling every day, every day I'm hustling, hustling every day I'm hustling, every day, every day I'm hustling,
business is so boring. Buy things to sell that you make money or spend money. What kind of life is that? Sancho. He holds the very essence of life in his hand. Your life. He touches. He has a relationship with it. He's part of it. You want to go? Is that what you want?
There is nothing sadistic in my actions.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Shut up.
By sacrificing human life to serve their radical visions.
This moment. This is me. And my most masochistic.
I think it's time we need to suck some cock.